Which is the right Pelowenda? Who goes first? Mike, you want to go first?
A 1927.
Yep, 1927 duplex. South-facing, big window. The great thing about the Pella line and the reason we support the Pella line so much is they've got a window for every single situation. So, Mike, you know the line very well. What would you recommend?
I would recommend the Impervia. I mean,
the fiberglass frame.
I mean, it's the strongest material that there is in the industry right now. It's actually stronger than wood. You can get like a foam insert in there for a, and there's like three different things you can do with that window to combat that heat, but it's a nice strong material. And the other part about it that we never really talk about a whole lot on the show, it actually looks like wood from the street. Which I really like. So
it's a much better thermal break than an aluminum frame anything.
Absolutely. It's got little micro chambers in there. I mean, I love it. It looks nice. It's a thin frame, too, so you get a lot of visible window.
Very cost competitive.
Absolutely.
Okay, what are you going to glaze that window in?
With that, you want to go with their Sun Defense, which is a low E that's got three layers instead of just your standard two. So it still gives you a nice visible, you know, view of the street or whatever he's looking at.
Okay.
But you're going to block out a lot of that heat, and I swear you're going to gain some square footage in the summer, because up there it's got to be brutal.
Well, depending on your budget, I think that is an excellent recommendation. You could also go with one of their wood windows with the aluminum clad, same glazing package, and you'd be in good shape. In either case, you're buying a much better window frame that's conducting much less heat and cold inside the house, and you're packaging that into a good glazing package. You'll be all set.
And that's the route I would go. Mike said it looks like wood from the street. Well, you're going to see it mostly from inside. Now, if the interior has been furred out and drywalled over, I would be just fine with the Impervia. If it's the original red brick still, I want to see that wood, but right up to it. The combination
and
the way they complement each other, I don't think you can beat that. And for that reason, I would go with any one of the wood lines, which is the Pro. Does it go next designer and then architectural?
Actually, you know, the designer series is the one that's got the triple pane, and you can put blinds between the windows. I mean, that's going to be the most, I mean, that's the Cadillac of windows. I mean, that just is. I mean, it's as energy efficient as it gets, and it's got all the bells and whistles. They have a Pro line series, which is their entry level wood line. The profile doesn't have that OG, you know, the old school that has to have the historic projects have that little round edge on the window. That's an OG profile. That's what the Architect series has. So if he's trying to stay within code of like a historic project, he might have to go with that Architect series. And the other thing with that Pro line, you can ask about that, but really that's more for a new build because it has to be a standard size. But if you do have a standard size, you can get the wood, but get it at a nice entry-level price. And like you said, Romy, that's as beautiful as it gets, and it's wood is the best insulator there is.
That's Mike Reish, our engineer, and also we met Mike in Tucson at the Saba Home Show while he was in Pella's booth. So former Pella installer and sales rep, and has been in multiple construction trades, and at the same time always had a interest in radio. So he's putting them both to use here at Rosie on the House.
And we're glad he is.
Yes, sir. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Next, I want to bring in a special guest, Jason from Tanks Green Stuff. They tout themselves as Tucson's only compost certified for organic agricultural. Jason, how do you do it, man?
I'm very well today. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us about it.
Tanks Green Stuff, it's derived from urban landscape waste, manure from the Shamrock Organic Dairy, and a blend of beneficial microbes from a company called Back to Feed. And we operate three construction, demolition, and landscape waste landfills. And so we separate the landscape waste, we remove the cactus and the palm, and we grind up to about a 2-inch minus size, and we compost, fully compost for 90 to 120 days. We're making it's almost like a humus that we break down the material. We test it for heavy metals, we test it for pathogens, and we test it for nutrient content. and we've had great success.
And when it y'all say the only one certified, who does the certification for the organic?
It's a company. There's a couple different companies that do that. One of the better known is Omri. We are verified for organic use through Agricultural Services Certified Organic. Let's say that three times fast.
And one of the questions we have when we were reading this is you're using a lot of, you mentioned construction waste and landscape. If somebody's using a very harsh chemical on a landscape project and it ends up at your composting facility, how was that controlled?
Well, we test for that. And what happens is through the thermogenic process of the breaking down, it really breaks down those toxic materials.
Tank's Green Stuff. We'll pick it up right there and wrap up with Jason right here at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.